Eastern Michigan University's annual digital marketing workshop was extended and made virtual, and StockX co-founder Chris Kaufman spoke at EMU's College of Business's Center for Entrepreneurship Speaker Series. In city news, Ypsilanti Mayor Lois Richardson and Ypsilanti Township Manager Brenda Stumbo spoke about environmental issues during a meeting hosted by the Sierra Club. I'm Ronia Kabansug. You're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. From November 9th through November 13th, EMU hosted its digital marketing workshop titled 2021 Next Steps. This workshop allowed students to learn from experts in public relations, digital infrastructure, marketing, and entrepreneurship. EMU hosted speakers from Google, Facebook, the Henry Ford Museum, the Detroit Zoo, and the Detroit Institute of Arts. Bud Gibson, an EMU professor and the director of digital engagement, said of the conference, quote, "We focused a lot of the workshop on stories from the community and how local businesses, agencies, and service providers have adapted. It's really been about responding to the uncertainty in the current environment," end quote. In correlation with the digital marketing workshop, on November 12th, StockX co-founder Chris Kaufman spoke to students as part of the EMU College of Business's Center for Entrepreneurship Speaker Series. StockX is a secondary retail platform that specializes with high-demand goods while incorporating stocks. Kaufman is an EMU alumni. He received his bachelor's degree in fine arts with a concentration in graphic design. Kaufman gave advice about marketing and networking, recommending that students, quote, "find good partners and be really strategic about it. Be prepared to give up equity. Having the right people on your team is going to get you exponentially further," end quote. At the end of this discussion, Kaufman was presented with a certificate of appreciation from the director of the Center of Entrepreneurship, Sanjib Chaudhary. On November 16th, Ypsilanti Mayor Lois Richardson and Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo discussed environmental issues that are affecting Ypsilanti. This occurred in a meeting hosted by the Sierra Club Huron Valley Group. Attendees discussed the lane reduction project, which would reduce driving lanes on North and South Hamilton and Huron Street from 3 lanes to 2. The third lane would become a bike lane. This project was approved in January of this year and is being funded by the Michigan Department of Transportation and Washtenaw Parks and Recreation. The project also received a federal grant from the Transportation Alternatives Program. The lane reduction project is expected to be completed by 2022. Attendees also discussed toxic algae in Ford Lake. The man-made lake was once used for farming. As a result, the soil and water within the lake contain nutrients and phosphorus, which allow the algae to grow. Other factors contributing to the algae growth are warm and dry summers and the Ford Lake Dam. Past efforts to stop this problem have not been successful due to lack of funding and safety concerns. Finally, Programs Chair of Sierra Club Huron Valley Group, Dan Ezekiel, encouraged students to start a Sierra Club at EMU. The Sierra Club is the nation's largest and oldest environmental group. According to the club's website, they are a public interest organization that promotes conservation of the natural environment by influencing public policy decisions. Sierra Club groups have already been started by Washtenaw Community College and the University of Michigan. That's all for this week's news. Thank you to reporters Emma Henry, Cameron Eberle, and Juliana Lumiere. Until next Monday, this is Ronia Kabansug, sitting in for Liz Horniak, signing off. The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabansug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.